No, it doesn't have to be consecutive days. We'll see. We'll see the, how far apart. So the Gemara says, the Torah says, if I remember, in the beginning of Parshas Baaloscha, so the Torah introduces us to, the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah. So we'll say, so the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah, there's an interesting idea. So the Baal Shem Tov actually points out, or Levi Yitzchak points this out as well, that when it comes to the Hatavas HaMenorah, I want to read to you something very important. So the Torah says the following. The Baal Shem Tov writes, Lefi Hadin Hadlakas HaNeros Mutaras Bizar. So we'll say, and interestingly enough, a non-Kohen could kindle the menorah. Technically speaking, a non-coin, just like Shechita Ksher Bizar, just like a non-coin could go ahead and, a non-coin could shecht karbonos, so too again, a non-coin could go ahead and kindle the menorah as well. But interestingly enough, the ilu, hatavos haneros asura bizar. But yet, interestingly enough, the preparation of the menorah, the preparation of the wicks, the preparation of the oil, cannot be done through a non-coin. Isn't that amazing? So the actual hadlaka, the actual kindling, could be done by a zar non-kohen, but the hatavas ha-menorah, the preparation of the menorah, could ultimately only be done through a kohen himself. Says the Baal Shem Tov, what do we see from here? He says, kach pasak ha-rambam, the Rambam writes this as well, dechin hadlakas ha-neros k'sheira bizarim, the kindling of the menorah can be done through a non-kohen. Lefichach im heitiv ha-kohen es ha-neros, v'otzion l'chutz mutil l'zar la-adlikon. Therefore, as long as the kohen prepares the menorah, and then he allow and brings it out ultimately again to the Zar, to the non-coin could go ahead and light it. And we'll say at first glance, this sounds absolutely counterintuitive, right? I would have understood the opposite. Perhaps a Zar can prepare the menorah. A Zar could go ahead and ready the menorah for kindling, but the coin himself has to do the act of kindling. But yet again, the Rambam says just the opposite. The Zar can go ahead and light the menorah, but the coin has to prepare it. So says the Baal Shem Tov, what do you see from here? Mikan raya, shahachana lemit. What do you see from here, Bosai? You see from here that sometimes the preparation for the mitzvah is more important, is greater than the mitzvah itself. So what is the Rambam saying? What is the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh saying? What is the Halacha saying? That we'll say it's not the pshat that the preparation for the mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah itself, but rather what it means is that how much you prepare for something in life, by definition, goes ahead and determines the nature and the quality of the experience. This is not just true by mitzvahs, this is true in life. The amount of effort you prepare for something ultimately dictates the nature and the quality of the experience you have. That's the message. Therefore, again, if you want a meaningful hadlaka, a meaningful hadlaka does not begin with the kindling of the neros. A meaningful hadlaka begins with the cleaning out of the menorah, the preparation of the wicks, the preparation of the oil. That's what makes it. So once the preparation is done, b'kedusha b'tara, once the preparation is done with the proper mindset, the proper kavanas, the maisa itself will automatically be holy. If there's proper hachana for something in life, then at the end of the day, the maisa will definitely work. So I don't need a kohen to kindle it. Because once that menorah has been prepared, once those wicks have been done, b'kedusha b'tara, once the oil has been done, b'kedusha b'tara, by definition, the maisa laka will be relevant. And we'll say, this is an incredible yisod in our Yiddishkeit. Because often what happens is that we place a lot of emphasis on the mechanistic details of the mitzvah, and we're very medactic with the mitzvah itself. But the hachana, the preparation, is sometimes very much of a lost art. And I'll bring your attention specifically to two different areas. Area number one is Shabbos. You know, we'll say, it happens during the winter, when Shabbos starts at 4:30 in the afternoon, so it's understandable that a person is rushing around. We'll say, on a summer Shabbos, when Friday is long, there's no excuse for cutting into the 18 minutes. Again, unless a person has an emergency, that's something different. But we'll say, it's a matter of planning. Life has to be organized in a way that there's hachana for Shabbos. Because if I am running into Shabbos at the last minute, we know, because we've all been on that side, we've all had that. What happens? You run into Shabbos the last minute, first of all, you come into shul, and what happens? You're schwitzing buckets, right? Because you've been running around, you're catching your breath, I'm davening mincha while they're davening lechadodi, and what happens? You know that if I'm rushing in, first of all, my head is still in the office, because I was just there 25 minutes ago, or I was stuck in traffic, or I had the call. Shabbos is not not Shabbos. Shabbos is not Shabbos without Hachana. You know, I'm not saying you have to become a Chatzos lady. I mean, we should all become Chatzos ladies, right? But the idea is to come into Shabbos, to be able to get to Shul a few minutes early, to be able to take a deep breath, to be able to say good Shabbos to my family, benachos, that it shouldn't be World War III because someone's been in the shower for 16 minutes and you only had 12 minutes and everybody's like, has to be benachos. If there's hachana for Shabbos, then ultimately, again, Shabbos is sweet. Person has the opportunity to come to shul 5 minutes early to see a few kapitlach of tehillim, to learn a little bit of Torah, to welcome in the Shabbos, malkisa, berevach, b'shefa, with nachas ruach. That's a Shabbos. The quality of your Shabbos, Abosai, is not in the avoidance simply of the lamites malachos, but the quality of one Shabbos ultimately is how much one is able to prepare properly for that experience. The winter, we have our excuses. I don't think so either, because proper planning, it's amazing. When people need to be somewhere, if you have the meeting with the client, it doesn't matter what else is going on in life, you get there. Or when you have the tickets to the sports event, you get there. So we know for things that are important, we make them happen. If Shabbos is important, it needs the right hachana all the time. The other piece of Bosai is tefillah. You know, tefillah, and I'm a big shot. I'm saying this to you, I make you late for davening every single day, right? But the idea, as Chatani Maske, I'm going to be better starting next week. I'm really going to be better, but not today. So tefillah. Bosai, again, the truth is, we have to be, you know, understand, if you're on time for davening, then in reality, you're already late. Because tefillah requires hachana. Tefillah requires a 5 minute head start. That if davening starts at 9, the truth is, again, unless you're involved in how much sleep does a person really need, right? A person goes to sleep on a summer, even summer, so 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock, how late does a person go to sleep on Shabbos night? So a person sleeps from 12 to 8, that's 8, no one needs 8 hours of sleep. No one needs 8 hours of sleep. I don't care what you do or who you are, no one needs that much sleep. And if you get that much sleep, zachisa, 8 o'clock in the morning to get up, to have a cup of coffee, to learn a little bit, and to be in shul by 5 to 9, say that's how a person has to daven. A person wants a meaningful tefillah experience, right? I'm sorry? 8:25. I was going to say for the Chassidusha. I'm not even flogging the Chassidusha right now, right? Or for the Afiyomi. But I'll say, a tefillah requires hachana also. And this is true during the week as well. If a person wants a meaningful davening experience, if I'm getting there when davening starts and putting my tefillin on as davening starts, again, like we're going to do today, so, I've missed part of the tefillah experience already. The goal ultimately is everything in life is about the hachana. Everything in life is about the preparation. And that's the message, says the Baal Shem Tov of the menorah. You want the real Shabbos, it requires hachana. You want real tefillah, it requires hachana. You want real ruchnios, it requires hachana. The hadlaka could be done by anyone. As long as the hachana is done, b'kedusha b'tara. I do also stop over here.